Are you looking for something? Oh, I didn't mean to startle you. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I know it can be a bit creepy when the church's all empty like this. You just looked a bit lost. Oh. The priest is not here today, so I'm afraid you can't really confess. Look, I know I'm just a nun and I'm quite new, but if you need someone to talk, only if you want, of course. You don't have to talk to me about private things, but if you think it would help you, then I'm here. Yeah, let's go to the chapel where it's a bit more private. Yeah, just sit down with me. So, what's on your mind? Fantasies? That doesn't sound too bad. Oh, that kind of fantasy. No, you can tell me, please. It's all fine, just... it's natural to have these fantasies, and... if you think it will help you to talk about them, just tell me. Things you're talking about and how you say them are kind of hot. Yeah, I mean, of course I have dirty fantasies too, but we're not here to talk about that. You just go on. I'm sorry, it's fine. It's just I can see that it seems to be very enjoyable for you to talk about them. Not that I'm implying that you're enjoying it. I know you don't want those thoughts, but I can see your cock getting hard through your pants. No, you can touch it. Stop rubbing it. It's even worse when you do it yourself. You can't pleasure yourself to those thoughts. Oh. Wait, look, I will touch it for you, okay? I can just rub my hand over it, and that way, you don't have sex with me, but you're also not pleasuring yourself, so... I'm just squeezing and rubbing a little while you continue to talk. No, it just it feels really good. You know, just touching it is really nice. Yeah, it me on a little bit, but and you know you're cute, but I'm not really allowed to do anything about it. Can I tell you a secret? In my old life, before I was a nun, I was a bit of a slut for a nice big cock, and I can feel that your cock is perfect. And back in my old life, I would just have you into a corner with me, and I would have pressed myself against the wall and placed my palms against it and arched my back and stuck out my ass. I would have pulled out one of those tight little skirts that I used to wear. You to take off your pants to rub that stiff hard cock against my tight ass. I would have rubbed my pussy, spread the wetness with my fingers, maybe I would have tried to slide two fingers into that tight, wet, throbbing hole to prepare for your cock. And then I would have begged you to fuck me like a little dirty slut. I can feel you twitch. Me drool for you. But I'm not that person anymore. I can't do that anymore. Even though meeting you and the way you talk and laugh and look and smell and feel almost makes me regret it. I can't be that little slut anymore who leans forward and shows you her swollen little pussy squashed up between her thighs, but maybe you could open your pants. Maybe I could do it for you. Pull out your cock. Oh, fuck. God, I'm not allowed to swear anymore, actually, but your cock looks so good. It feels so good in my hands. Oh, look how huge it looks in my tiny hands. Slide down between your thighs. It's okay if I lick it right. That's not wrong. No. it's not real sex when I have it in my mouth and swirl my tongue around it. It's all fine. Can I show you something? Straps of the gutter bed pulled over my tight ass. Look when I lean forward. My pussy is squeezed between my thighs. Can you see it glistening? Remember, you are not allowed to touch yourself while you watch me finger my asshole for you. Make it shiny with the wetness from my cunt. Do you want me to see if I can slide my touch your cock, and that would be bad and sinful. Do you want to see if I can add a second finger? Holding my ass open for you. Grab the ass cheek. watch.
Oh god.
And the way you grabbed me and moved me up and down your cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a bit overwhelmed. Oh. Telling me bad thoughts. Yeah, sure. If you ever have bad thoughts again and feel like you can't deal with them alone, you know where to find me. And don't forget that no matter could I help you with your problems? Well, that's why I became a nun, so I could help people.